Well, I'm in a constant dialogue with political leaders in NATO member states, and I encourage them to increase defense investments as our economies recover. As a politician, I know very well how difficult it is when governments are forced to improve the public finances, reduce deficits, and cut expenses across the board. It's very difficult to suggest that the Minister of Defense should be exempted from that exercise. I realize that. If we are to ensure effective protection and defense of our societies in the future, we also need a sufficient amount of investment in modern military capabilities.